Many parents hear a disturbing message these days when they seek mental health care for a child. The wait for an appointment has stretched to months during COVID. For our series, Pandemic Generation, WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at some of the reasons why mental health care for kids and teens is often out of reach in Massachusetts and efforts to change that.
Early last year, just as the pandemic started, a 9-year-old named Miles turned into a raging boy his parents did not recognize. The family pediatrician suggested seeing a therapist. The earliest appointment was 1 to 2 months out. But Emily Johnson says her son needed help right away.
He ended up in the emergency room approximately 3 weeks after our first visit with the pediatrician.
This was the first of 6 trips to the ER for Miles because that seemed like the only option.
It's a nightmare to be asking for help and not be able to access the help. It feels frightening and it feels isolating and devastating.
Miles is stable now, but the predicament for many children seeking care is worse. Here's the message from a receptionist at a Boston hospital last month.
The wait list for any type of therapy is 6 to 12 months.
That's no help for children who need care now. So parents are putting their kids on multiple waiting lists. They're paying cash rather than holding out for therapists who take their insurance. Many are fretting.
Okay, I know what that one's about.
There are a few places in the state where children can be seen more or less right away.
Hey, I have a client on the phone to do a same-day assessment.
At this clinic in Springfield, anyone can call or walk in and spend 20 minutes to an hour talking to a therapist. Karen Jeffers, the CEO at Clinical and Support Options, or CSO, says if more than 3 or 4 people come in or call at the same time, there might be a wait.
But the idea is that every family that comes here is acknowledged immediately, transferred to the right person, and then it's our job to get them seen.
CSO has 10 walk-in behavioral health clinics that cover much of North Central and Western Massachusetts. After that first on-demand session, CSO books the next appointment. It could be with a weekly counselor, an in-home therapist, a psychiatrist, or a crisis team in the most extreme cases. Jeffers says there are lots of options depending on the patient's needs and their insurance.
We don't want families to have to figure out what they need. That's our job.
Charles has 3 children who started home visits or weekly counseling within a week after he called CSO.
It was a relief. You know, with their background and everything, it was a huge, huge help, huge relief.
The children have recently returned home after some time in foster care. We are not using the family's last name to keep the children's mental health history private. Charles had put the children on waiting lists at other clinics before finding CSO and sympathizes with parents who can't get care when they need it.
It's discouraging. It's, you know, it's tough. I can imagine if they weren't in services, it would have been upsetting.
Today, Rosie, the family's pit bull, and all the kids are outside marveling at 12-year-old Charlie's birthday present, a drone.
I'll try my best to take off. I got it yesterday, and I'm not very good at it.
The drone lands in a tree and starts smoking. Charlie's upset, but stays calm. He had weekly counseling sessions for about 9 months, focused on the trauma of separating from his mom.
It felt, you know, nice to have someone to talk to. Kind of, well, a lot of anger management, if that makes sense, about my mother and what happened.
Charlie sees his therapist monthly now. Jeffers says CSO started this treatment on demand model 7 years ago.
Quite frankly, we just said there's got to be a better way. If I had a child and needed him to be seen for an earache, and my doctor said, you have to come back in 3 weeks, that wouldn't be acceptable. So why was that acceptable in the behavioral health space?
Jeffers says the change has been good for CSO, too. No-show appointments are way down. Both patient volume and revenue are up. But this model is fragile. The crunch is staffing. Filling vacancies has been especially hard during the pandemic. Mental health workers who are parents have stayed home to supervise their kids.
It's been probably the biggest crisis point that we've seen. Mm-hmm. And I'd say we're in the same boat as everybody else.
And then there's the money problem. A social worker at CSO makes $15,000 to $20,000 less a year than colleagues at state agencies or in hospitals. For psychiatrists, the insurance reimbursement gap is even wider. Jeffers is boosting salaries a bit with funds from a federal pilot, but it ends next year. Jeffers' hopes are pinned on a new mental health roadmap proposed by Governor Charlie Baker.
If that money goes away and the roadmap doesn't kind of pick up the sustainability piece, it would really throw the system into a crisis for us.
The roadmap envisions centers like CSO across the state. It spells out a second route to immediate mental health care, this one through your child's family doctor or pediatrician. But many doctors, nurses, and physician assistants aren't taught how to diagnose and treat mental illnesses. Dr. Michelle Durham, a psychiatrist at Boston Medical Center, is using grant funding to do that at 7 area community health centers.
What is, for example, depression? What does that look like in a child? What are some of the interventions? And is this kid, is this adolescent getting better? And so we're teaching to all of that.
Now, almost 7 years into this project, Durham says there are no wait times for basic mental health care at these health centers. The governor's proposal says moderate mental health issues can be managed by a pediatrician, just like diabetes or other chronic conditions. Durham agrees.
We know that we don't have enough mental health specialists in the field. We just don't. But we know primary care doctors are seeing a lot of these kids. Depression, anxiety, ADHD are just par for the course. And so we have to have a new model of care.
Durham says that's become even more evident during the pandemic. But until mental health care is much more widely available for kids, the long wait lists will likely continue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.